you just have to be persistent and patient and willing to drive around with what we've been doing.
Talking of driving around, how are you coping with, I should have asked you the first day after you'd got the car, how are you guys dealing with driving on the other side of the road?
Well, Mark has been doing all of the driving quite well, and the three of us, we just keep reminding him, stay left, or...
We had any close calls yet at intersections?
No, we've been very good. We've been very, and so have the other drivers, but we have our nose in the Rapidex and giving him directions, and he feels that he doesn't know the city, and the three of us do know the city very well.
Because your nose is in the map.
We have. Except the last few days, we've gotten more confident. We've pulled it out, and he knows where we're going.
Do you need a map to get around Brisbane? What's it like as an outsider?
Oh, my gosh. I could not imagine getting around Brisbane without the Rapidex. It is the Bible.
Just because you're new here, or are the roads just different here to the U.S.? Signage?
Well, yeah, they're different to the U.S. I mean, we're from the Midwest. That's a flat, area, and it's set up with a grid-like pattern of streets. Here in Brisbane, you have your hills to contend with, and so that sets out how you set up your roads, and so that's just the way it is. And of course, we don't have roundabouts, so we've been dealing with them, and we're doing all right.
Of course, Brisbane, as you told us last week, Brisbane's a much bigger city than where you were.
Yes, it is.
Was it Dayton? Dayton, Ohio, you were living, is that right?
Your question again?
What was the name of the city you were living in?
We were in Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah. Okay. Now, some of the other things that you've noticed then, now that you've been here a week?
Let's see. One of the biggest things we've all noticed is that the bird calls are completely different, and they always catch our ears to listen to them because they're so interesting.
Oh, wow. That's something that you just sort of take for granted. That's great. I must have a proper slow down and listen next time I'm outdoors.
Yeah, they're really, I mean, some of them are a bit more grating on the ear than others, but they're still interesting at this point. Ask me in a couple of weeks and I'll probably be complaining about them. I don't think so. Let's see, what else have I noticed? A bit on the embarrassing side, the full flush versus the half flush.
Yes.
It's a very good idea.
What, they don't do that in the States?
Oh, no. You flush and it's one choice.
that's interesting. Wow, keep going. What else?
Oh, let's see. Going to the grocery store and seeing eggs not in the refrigerated section at all grocery stores. And there have been a couple that have them in there, but just eggs out on the display cases.
Mm.
On the aisles.
Sometimes they're in the fridge. Sometimes.
Of course, my husband made the comical observation that, well, chickens don't put them in the refrigerator either.
That's it. Yeah, correct. Exactly.
So.
And have you noticed the light switches go the other way here?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. So I'm constantly turning one off when I mean to turn it on, that kind of thing.
Oh, it'll be tricky if you're ever in a blackout here, I suppose.
Yeah, what you're doing. I suppose.
So all those sort of little things that you've spotted in your first week here, in terms of the bigger picture, has Mark started work yet?
He sure. Well, he will be going in probably on Monday. He's fortunately been available to help us search for a house because I cannot imagine doing it on my own. So that worked out very well. So.
Right. And what does he do for a crust? People have been asking me what's Mark's job to have brought you guys here to Brisbane?
Yeah, he is an engineer, so he has that type of work to do.
Okay, so an engineer starting work probably next week?
Yes.
Okay.
That's right.
And how's the schooling search going?
Well, that's not settled quite yet, but the girls are scheduled for some testing today, so we hope that they do well.
All right. Mm-hmm. These are all dreadfully personal questions, aren't they?
No, they're wonderful.
People are interested. And, since you arrived, another 1,500 people have arrived in Brisbane. That's the crazy thing. It's like 1,500 every week. So I know.
And believe me, that was in the back of my mind while we're searching for housing. Like, come on, there's 1,500 more coming. Let's go.
Isn't that an amazing thing? Every 7 minutes or something, someone else arrives to live here.
That, I Yes.
It's just mind-blowing for us, especially,
it is.
Especially given the challenges of space and water and all those things. Okay,
yeah.
we're up against the clock. You haven't yet been to the ECHA. You're hoping to do that today.
Yes, that is right. We're got this housing settled, and I think it's time to have a little bit of a playtime.
All right, we may have to catch up with you next week to get your thoughts on the show.
That'd be great. Spencer, could I say a couple things real quick before we go?
We've got 6 seconds, Laurie.
Okay, I can say that we stayed at a beautiful homestay in Woolloongabba called the athomeonbroadway.com.au. It's a great place. Also, thank you to Patty Beecham at pattycam.net for getting us all started here. And, of course, thank you to you and your listeners for taking care of us and following up with us online.
It's been our pleasure. Really got to run to the news now. Laurie Huggenmeyer, 6:30.